New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
All right, just after six for a Thursday morning. Hello, Ash.
Oh, how you going, Dom?
I'm good, mate. It's payday. You know that?
Is it?
It's payday today, yeah.
Yes, I did not know that.
And I'll happily take payday any day of the week.
Save.
Bring that on.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go shopping today then if that's the case.
Oh, I just blow that cash. Yeah. You know, you get paid. And
money bags, Pollard.
Money bags, Pollard strikes again. And we're only 10 seconds into the show. Are you someone who goes hard on payday and then freaks out towards the end of the fortnight? Do you live your life by that? No.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not at all. Because actually, do you know what? I've actually never had a job where I'm paid regularly.
Right.
Because I've always just worked for myself. So money comes in when I do jobs.
Oh, okay. So you've got to learn to sort of space it out.
Yes, and it's the hardest thing ever. So for me, that it's payday today, it's not really, I don't really... You know, I'm not jumping through the wall about it.
Well, I've been reading Scott Pape's Barefoot Investor book. Have you seen that book?
Ooh, I hear great things about this book.
Just started reading the Barefoot Investor book, Scotty Pape.
Well, considering you're a bit of a stinge bucket, I think,
Come on. I want to get Scott Pape on the show.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because Jamie and I have been having financial dates where we go on
dates and
we talk about our finances. That's a part of the book.
Oh, like you go on dates with your partner and talk about finance?
Yeah, it's all a part
really?
Of it, yeah.
Actually, I don't mind that idea because I really like to have that sort of, comms in that sort of respect is great.
Well, he says talking finances is boring, but if you do it with garlic bread and wine, it's all good, you know?
And cheese.
Exactly, he's onto something.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
Can I tell you something, Cray?
Yes, please. Love Cray stuff.
Breaking news from the African jungle. Well, it's already broken, but I'll break it again. Anthony Mundine has walked out of
I've
I'm a Celebrity.
This.
Get me out of here.
Only the second person to ever do so in the
what
history of the show.
Oh, my God. Like, seriously, and he walked out after the Viper Challenge, the Viper Room Challenge, where you go into a coffin, like a pit of snakes, and you have to lie there.
Right.
I did that challenge.
You did too? I remember that.
I did it. You see me walking out after it?
No. You were there.
Exactly.
You were there the whole time. You've been sending me videos of you doing it since we started doing this show.
I'm trying to remind you how much of an absolute unit I am.
How much of a weapon I am.
I'm a weapon. Next minute, Anthony Mundine is bailing because he can't handle it.
So is that what's happened? He just said, I've had enough. I'm not going through with these challenges anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Mundine.
Even the silk sheets on his bed in the jungle just aren't doing it for him. I'm absolutely beside myself with this because I think to myself, I was a 31-year-old girl in that jungle.
Yep.
It is hard, I'm telling you. You cannot articulate how hard that place is. It ruins you. I'll be talking about it until the day I die, let me tell you. I won't let anyone forget what I did in there.
Yeah.
Because I should be a hero.
Well, it's a good personal challenge. It is I sit there and watch it and I think, this is something I wouldn't even do. I wouldn't even put myself in that position.
It's hard.
To go through that.
But someone like Anthony Mundine and you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's an absolute, like, nothing would scare him.
Yeah.
He'd just do anything. But he's weak.
Ooh. Shots fired from Pollard this morning.
You are
coming
weak.
Out of the box on Mundine.
He's happy enough to just have a, to be screaming at
Danny Green.
Yeah. You know, oh, mate, I won this and I won that. I can't, mate, seriously.
But do you think
can't
he
even
thinks,
do the Viper Room.
Do you think he thinks he's too big of a celebrity to be going through that stuff? I mean, Warney went through it. Shane Warne did it.
Yeah.
Another sporting legend. He went through it all.
I think the trouble with these people is that they become celebrities at an early age and they have just been drinking from that golden cup for too long.
Yeah.
Me? I'm just, you know, just low-key. I got my feet on the ground.
Well,
just...
you had a point to prove. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I did.
Do you want to do...
I mean, with...
Yeah, go for it, mate. No, go for it.
Well, I was just going to say, without the jungle, probably wouldn't have this radio show.
look where it led you, mate. Yeah. Look where... Here with me every single morning, trapping this box with Gordy. Isn't it great? It's great, isn't it?
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24-7
on the CFM app.
Hey, I just want to have a quick chat to you about what went down at the train station yesterday. And we're going to, a little bit later in the show, we're going to play some audio. First time you've caught public transport in 3 years.
Correct.
And you're a little bit nervous about the whole thing.
Yep.
And where I came down with you, I helped you along. We're going to play some audio and whatnot. But something went down as you went to get on the train. And there was a family there. There was a mum, a dad, and a son. And it was 100% the son.
Yep.
It wasn't a younger boyfriend. It was 100% the son. I reckon he would have sat around the age of 20. And as they go to get on the train, the mum turns around and I'm waving goodbye to you because you're off to Sydney. And as you go to get on the train, the mum turns around and plants a big old kiss right on the lips.
Of her son.
Of her son, who's about 20 years old. And I thought, oh.
Yuck.
I was like, that's interesting.
I did not notice.
It was square on the lips. You know, he was no younger than 20. And I just thought, is that happening?
That is foul.
You're not into it, are you?
No. What? No. What's that? That's weird.
I thought the same thing when I saw it. And I wanted to bring it up this morning. I did a post on my Instagram account.
Okay.
And I screenshotted the moment. And
oh my God, you've stitched them up completely.
Well, you can't really see who they are, but I just did a poll and I said, you know, are people kissing on the lips? Like, how old is too old to kiss your mum on the lips? And oh. I got 76% said, yeah, nah, that's not on. And 24% said they still kiss their parents on the lips. Are you a lip kisser have you ever been a lip kisser with your parents?
Never.
No.
Absolutely disgust.
Never.
Never.
Not even at it. I can't even think at a young age. And people tell me when I become a parent, it all changes and you will and whatever, and that's fine. I don't know.
I'm sure as the child is a baby, you know, because you just absolutely want to inhale them. You love them so much, and I can understand that. But as the child gets older, I don't think it's appropriate to be kissing your kid on the lips.
If he's 20 now, I mean, that's all through high school and I'm assuming that he's 20, but he's around that age and that's all through high school of that.
I don't know really why I think it's yuck, but it's yuck.
Yeah, it was a little bit off-putting. I mean, I'm interested, if you wanted to call up right now and say 13, 12, 16, I'm still planting a big old sloppy old kiss on my mother, that's fine. Go for it. I'd happily take that call. My nan, can I just quickly say?
Yeah.
My nan who lives in Bunbury, WA, she's a lip kisser. I think it's old school, Ash. And I love my nan, but when I go to visit her, I know the big sloppy lip kiss is coming, right?
So, what do? Do you turn?
Yeah, so
at the end?
I don't want to offend her, so I'll go in as if I'm about to give her a kiss, hello, and just at that last second, just before the lips,
boom,
little tilt of the head, and I just put the cheek right in front of it and bang.
It's kind of like how guys used to trick you when you were out at a club and they're like, let me give you a kiss on the cheek, and then you're like, yeah, okay, you go to kiss them on the cheek, and then they whip around and give you a quick kiss on the lips.
What guys are you hanging out with, mate? That is not on, fellas, if you're doing that.
Oh, everyone wanted to kiss me back in the day, let me tell you.
They were lining up. Hey, the calls are coming through here,
yes,
Ash. We have a full board of calls.
Oh, yes.
Let's take some of these calls.
Can't wait.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
6:34 here at CFM. We're just chatting about dropping you off at the train station yesterday, Ash, at the Gosford train station.
Yeah.
And as you jumped on the train, because I helped you along, you haven't been in years, and as I dropped you there, a mum turned around and kissed her son, who would have been no less than 20, square on the lips. It was just a big old...
Bye, darling.
On the lips. And
yeah,
I just thought, is there an age that's too old for it?
Well, actually, I'll tell you yes.
Okay.
And even though I'm not an expert, I have read up on this, actually, in that break. And a psychologist has actually written a piece about it, and she says it can be confusing. Kids grow up and they stop being babies, right? So when they reach about 5 or 6 years old, they become aware of their bodies and sexuality, and they can actually become stimulated by a kiss on the lips.
Really?
So for a child, the kiss is extremely confusing because they see their parents kissing on the mouth and et cetera, et cetera. So it's enough to confuse any, young mind about the roles of emotions and feelings.
So when you have kids, will you be a lip kisser? I mean, when they're babies, they're so cute.
Yes, I know, but when they're babies, maybe. But I definitely know, given that I never grew up kissing my parents on the lips ever, I can't say what they did to me when I was a baby. Maybe they did it, but I definitely know for a fact that I was not kissed on the mouth.
Well, look, Brian is in Chain Valley Bay on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're great, mate. Tell me kissing on the mouth. Have you done it?
Yeah, I still kiss my 10-year-old daughter on the mouth, probably maybe once a day. And my parents, who are in their 70s, when I haven't seen them for a long time, they'll probably get a kiss on the lips too.
Oh my God.
I mean, I grew up in Denmark, and we're sort of free and... And
free.
Just don't worry too much about a lot of things, you know. Like, but there's nothing sexual in a kiss on the lip.
And look, can I just say, I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's sexual. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying.
I know it's not between a parent and their child, but that is actually a sexual gesture as you grow up. You're supposed to, like, you know, you kiss someone that you love and want to be intimate with on the mouth.
Yeah, where do you draw the line between kissing your 4-year-old's okay, but you're saying at 6 it's not?
Well, that's because they start to they generate, like, as you grow up, your body changes, your mind changes, you evolve as a human being, and at certain ages, certain things happen to you as you grow older. You know, your teeth fall out, and that's around a certain age. That's because you're growing into an adult. The same thing happens to your mind and your sexuality.
So the whole dynamic of everything changes.
But this is something that an expert's saying. I'm not saying this. Yeah. I'm reading this from a psychologist.
Yeah.
I find it a bit sad that you're not going to kiss your child on the lips. I find that actually a bit sad.
Well, until I have kids, I can't. Honestly, I've said that. Yeah. I cannot say.
Call me back in a few years. I might be pashing my kid. We don't know yet.
But that's why you're putting it sexual. I'll be pashing my kid.
Okay, darling.
I think it was a turn of phrase. I don't think she actually meant it like that. But,
thanks.
There's no guide. There is no guide on parenting. And, you know, it's one of those things. And I've got mates that are parents, and they say to me, I've got a mate that has boys who are like 3 and 5, and he's kissing them on the lips when they go off to athletics training and stuff. I mean, I just don't know until I have the kids myself. Personally, I don't think I'm going to do it. That's all I'm saying. And at the age of 20, from what I saw yesterday, again, I felt like it was a little bit too old.
I think the majority of human beings would agree that kissing one's child on the lips...
Well, they did with the results that came through on the poll I did. It was 75% said...
It's a rarity. It is a rarity to see somebody kiss their kid on the lips these days, I'm telling you.
It's an interesting one, and we tick it off this morning here at CFM, and the polls don't lie, I guess. The majority talks. The majority talks.
I certainly do.
Got to leave it with that, I guess.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
What I wanted to do right here, right now, on 13, 12, 16, is for the tradies, because I know we have a lot of tradies that get up and listen nice and early to CFM. They love their Nelly Furtado, they love their Miley Cyrus, and they love a bit of Gaundy and Ash Pollard in the morning. I chat to the tradies of the coast on a regular basis, and they're the best. But there is a new story out at the moment that says Australia is on the verge of an apprenticeship drought, and they're saying some tradies are claiming it's all down to the younger generation being a bunch of soft and that apprentice numbers continue to drop across Australia as young people to begin to favour tertiary education over getting their hands dirty, Pollard.
Right. So, let me play the devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people wanting to extend their education to a tertiary level?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm one of them. I mean, I'm not someone who gets out there and does the trade thing. I respect the people that do, and I know people that love it, but for me, I can't even get around to doing the dishes at home, let alone building houses. You know, it's just not for me.
Last night, Pete told me
Pistol Pete, long distance boyfriend Pete.
Yeah, Pistol. He told me how much an apprentice gets paid, or just a regular chippy. And I'm telling you, it's not much at all.
Not very good.
But it's not very good.
Because Pete works in the building industry, right?
Pete is a builder.
He's a builder. He runs his own building
business.
Yes. Yeah, so that's great. And I'm sure he's worked his way from the bottom all the way to the top.
He went to university as well.
Right. To run the business side of it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
And did he say that apprentices get a small wage, but then as they rise through the ranks, it grows quite quickly, doesn't it?
It can grows earn good and money. I guess depending on your certifications and all that sort of stuff, you know, you are able to, you're not capped at your earnings,
right,
let's say. But you do need to go and get some sort of education.
Of course. And you should have an education as a backup as well, I guess.
Absolutely.
Some people drop out just to do the trade as well, though, don't they? They go, well, I don't need school. This is for me.
Yes.
But our trade, I want to know, are tradies too soft in 2018? Apprentices too soft?
Perhaps they are because, you know, with this generation these days, you see that kids are expecting rather than going out there and doing the hard yards.
Yeah,
they just expect things to come.
But didn't they say that when we were kids as well? I feel like we've gotten to this age and we just say, people that are 15 and whatever, they just expect everything handed to them. I remember being told the same thing when I was that age.
I find it's even worse.
It's gotten worse, has it? Or have we just gotten older and we're turning into our parents who say the same things that they rolled out to us?
Could be.
You know what I mean? You got to look at it into some perspective.
I look from both angles always. That's the greatest thing about me. I look from both angles, Dale. I've got peripheral vision.
You got to see it from everywhere. Look, calls are coming through. 13, 12, 16. Our tradie's too soft. Do you want to go a quick one now? I'll come back with some calls.
Yeah, no, let's go.
Let's just quickly go one now. Carl's in Narara. Morning, Carl.
Carl.
Morning.
Hello, mate. Are you a tradie?
Yes, I am. I'm a fully qualified trade butcher.
Okay. And talk to us, man. 2018, our apprentices that are coming through, are they soft as butter?
Not soft as butter. I guess it just comes down to on the way that the fully qualified person trains up the apprentice.
Okay.
But I think what the argument is here is that less and less people are deciding to be...
There's
an apprentice drought.
Yeah, they're not turning to the trade.
Yeah.
So they'd prefer to go to university rather than go and get there.
Okay. You agree with that. In 2018, there's less and less people turning towards the hard work that Australia needs done. It's fired the people up again this morning, Pollard. We are on fire with this stuff today.
We are on fire.
Full border calls, and we're going to take some people next here at C. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
The people are fired up. They're fired up, Ash, this morning. We love it.
It's a really hot morning this morning, isn't it?
It's good, though.
I love it.
I'm sparked up, which is great. But Australia, on the verge of an apprenticeship drought, and some tradies are claiming it's all down to the younger generation being a, quote, bunch of softies.
Whoa, that's a big call, my friend.
So back in 2012, only, 6 years ago, it was double the people applying for apprenticeships. And now in 2018, people don't want to sign up.
I respect tradies. I do. Absolutely. I could never do it. It's hot.
Yeah, your boyfriend is one.
Yes, he is one, yes. But also my dad and my brother have always been on the tools forever. They've always owned their own business, which entails working on the tools.
So you're attracted to, I mean, your dad and brother aside, you're attracted to a, sorry, you brought him into it. You are attracted to a handyman who can get stuff done.
Yes, I've never really dated handymen though.
Right.
Yeah, I always do the handiwork.
I want to be a handyman. I try my best. I can work my way around a...
It's common sense, let me tell you.
Some of it is tough work, though. It is tough. Let's go to Alex in Baddow Bay on 13, 12, 16. Hello, mate. Hey, Alex. Alex.
Hello.
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 This could go anywhere. How are you, mate?
My car turned off on me.
Oh, okay. No worries. Hey, so what? Where do you sit in the trade world? Are you an apprentice? Where are you at, mate?
I'm a tradie, I'm actually looking for an apprenticeship.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
This is good.
You need the work.
You need to be gaunfluenced.
I can gaunfluence you, mate. All right.
If you want to, I'm up for anything.
Well, just quickly, tell us what kind of trade you want to work in. What field?
Really, anything. I'm open to anything. I'm just keen to just be fully qualified at really whatever. Like, I've done steel work, I've done carpentry. At the moment, I've built stairs, and in all three jobs, I've just been looking for apprenticeships, but no one's been willing to give me one. Like, they've been saying, yeah, we're going to put you on one, and then it comes a year or a year and a half later, and still sitting here in the same job waiting.
All right, so you're a young tradie who's going to go against this study and say, sign me up. And, mate, I'm going to try and help you find work on the coast, no doubt. So if there's anyone listening right now who runs their own business in the trade field and wants to take care of my man Alex from Baddow Bay here, get in touch, 13 12 16, and we'll work it from there, Alex.
Yeah, all right. How we go?
Jobs are tough on the coast, Stash. You know, there is talk about that. That's why people have to commute to Sydney and... You know, it's not an easy place to live and work, but I'm going to try and help Mark. I'm going to try and help Alex.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah,
good.
Let's see if we can get him some work. Mark's in Jilby. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, Ash. G'day, Gordy. How are you?
Yeah, great, Mark. What's your opinion on this?
Oh, well, you know, look, I'm in the metal roofing trade. I'm a plumber and joiner as well. And you know, I'm always frustrated on how the lack of willingness for these guys to be trades or apprentices. You know, look. Like I said, you know, I'm always looking for good guys, but you know, as I say to these guys that come through, you know, you've got to put out a song before you want to be a rock star.
Oh,
you
can't do it. That's what my dad says.
You can't do it the other way around. You know, these guys want to start at the top and don't want to crawl. You know, that's the problem. And I have so much trouble even finding people that have even just got a standard driver's license. I'm amazed at the amount of young people these days that don't have their own transport. You know, it was just something we did when we were, as soon as we turned 17, 20 years ago, you get straight out and get your driver's license, get yourself a small car and you're mobile and employable.
As an apprentice, you need your license to be carrying around all that regalia you need.
You do, yeah, or even just to get to the job site. You know, I have so many people that tick all the boxes, and then I say, okay, I'll see you in the morning, and they say, can you come pick me up? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
You get stuffed.
Yeah, you know, and with these mobile phones, you know, even the guys that are coming through the ranks, back in the day, there was no mobile phones, you know, on site, you know, and you had to learn to think for yourself.
Yep.
You know, and now, the amount of phone calls I get in the morning from about 6:30 to about 9 o'clock, all I'm doing is answering questions. For 3 hours because it's too easy just to not think for yourself.
Yeah. Rock up, show some common sense and get the job done.
You
can't teach common sense and that's a real issue that's going on at the moment.
I not just say that? I said it's common sense.
Yeah.
It is. Well, I think it is, but, you know, you don't want to tell these young guys it is. I don't think they even know what the meaning of the word common sense is. And unfortunately, you either got it or you don't. You know, it's not something you can sort of teach.
Yeah, they're the facts.
Yeah, you're exactly right, 100%. You can't teach it.
Mark, can I just quickly say, are you looking at an apprentice? Because I've got one sitting on the phone right now, Alex in Baddow Bay. Would you consider Alex?
Yeah, I am, but, you know, like, I was sort of listening to him and,
He needs a bit of a firecracker up his bum. That's what you're trying to say, don't you?
Sort of does. You know, when you're becoming a tradesman, the ultimate goal is to work for yourself. So you've got to have that sort of drive, you know.
You can't judge. You don't know him yet. You don't know him yet. Give him a trial.
Voice. Yeah, you're basing it on voice.
Making money's got to turn you on. If it doesn't turn you on, you might as well pick something else.
Hold on a tick. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You haven't even met this bloke yet.
Well, I know. I've met probably 100 others and I'm sure he's probably
You are sour.
Nah, I like where Mark's coming from. I like where Mark's had enough. He's had enough of the softies.
He's chucking all the toys out of the cot right now.
No, he's not. He's had enough and he's having his say, and I like that, Mark.
I'm burning me cot.
He's burning the cot. He's just saying what everyone else wants to say about these people that come through. Look, we need to get to the news, but I'd love to put, if we had time, Mark and Alex on the phone together. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, hey, shoot.
Little job interview after the news on the air, maybe.
I'm bailing out of this one.
Let's see if they're up for that.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
There's a book getting around at the moment, Ash. It's called Welcome to Dadsville. It's by a guy by the name of Peter Graham, who's the king of the dad joke.
Oh, and I am skeptical.
We have to get this guy on right now, being the king of the dad joke. He joins us on the show. Morning, Pete.
Yeah, good morning. Oh, why me, Lord? Okay, I'm ready to take it.
You wrote the book, mate, so if you're calling yourself the king of the dad joke, how many jokes are in this book? How many dad jokes would you say would be in this book?
Okay, every day on my Facebook page, Pete Graham, I always put up a little joke or a feel-good thing because the world is full of bad news all the time. I've been doing that for 8 years, so I figured out it was 9,264 jokes I put up. So if you don't want to buy the book, just go to my Facebook for 8 years and cut and paste.
Get it for free.
Yeah, but anyhow, in the meantime, I've got it out. And I'm doing my best to make the world smile a bit. We need some laughs.
Well, good for you. Right? That's exactly what we need.
That's great. We like that, mate. That is awesome. And so you've seen the videos on YouTube where they go back and forth with dad jokes until someone laughs, and the first one to laugh loses.
Okay.
So we want to put it to the test this morning. Ash and I are going to go head-to-head with your killer dad jokes, and first one to laugh will lose. Just quickly, Ash.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hold?
I feel like there's a clock running here.
No, it's fine, mate. You take your time. You reckon you can? I'm not going to laugh, mate.
I'll start out with some showbiz gossip for a start, because this is hot off the press last night. Okay. Apparently, money has gone missing from Fleetwood Mac's dressing room again. I think Stevie Nicks. Silence? No. Okay. You guys, don't give up on your dreams, okay?
You're laughing just, there,
no,
Ash.
No, that's not a real laugh.
Ash, you've cracked that's already on the Stevie Nicks.
Hold on. Look, that was a little bit funny.
Okay.
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 I think you've
true.
Got Ash
this
here.
This is true. Everything I say is true.
Okay.
Like, for example, you know pharaohs, right? They're always buried with the hands crossed on over their chest. And I did some research on that. The reason why pharaohs are buried with their hands crossed over their chest is because they believe that when they go to the next life, there's going to be countless water slides. Okay.
Ash, you cracked a little bit there, Ash. You got a reaction out of Ash, Pete. You got a reaction out of Ash. I reckon you've got her, Pete.
Well,
you're building up to the winner.
I heard that, you know, Ash was pulled over by the police a couple of days ago for speeding down the M1. And is this true, Ash? The cop walked up to you, you wound down the window, and they said, Ash, I've been waiting here for you all day. And you said, well, I got here as fast as I could. Okay. Maybe I should do what I did to my sister when I accidentally gave her some lip balm. What she wanted was lip balm, and I got confused. In the same kind of tube, I gave her some super glue. She's still not talking to me.
Pete, you are close to cracking Ash, I'm telling you. She's trying to hold it together here. You've got her, Pete.
Well,
hit her with
about,
something killer.
How about I go back to real dad jokes, the boom tish ones?
Yes.
That might do it. You know?
I reckon you got her, mate.
Okay.
Got her
here we go. Go her, on, Pete. Then.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Ash, as a kid, I was forced to walk the plank. Why? I couldn't afford a dog.
Because he's walking the plank, not the dog, Ash. He's walking the plank, not the dog.
To walk the plank?
He's walking the plank.
The trouble with these now is that I don't get jokes sometimes.
They need to be explained to Ash on a second occasion, and then she gets it.
I get you now. Why don't animals seek divorced women? Why? Because they taste bitter.
Because they're bitter, Ash, in the divorce, in the breakup.
Can I just say, how do you think of this stuff? That's really creative.
I live in Dadsville, and Dadsville has a pub. Every city, every town has a pub, and inside the pub there's a table of knowledge, and you just sit around there and have a few drinks. Like the other day, one of the guys said, my boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick, especially since his name's Steve.
Because it's not Richard, Ash. It's not Richard, his name's Steve, and he calls him a dick. Steve.
Oh! Yeah, okay,
see,
yes.
Once you explain it, you almost need a translator with Ash. You need someone to translate the dad joke over to Ash so she fully understands.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Look, and you guys got a bit of a smile out of it. I guess when you read the book, you might sort of, you know, get a bit of a laugh, and that's all you want every now and then, just to feel a bit happier about the world.
That's what we need, Pete, and you're doing a great job of that. Welcome to Dadsville is the name of the book. It's the perfect gift for someone as well if you want to go down that road. And king of the dad joke, Pete Graham, great to have you on, mate. You cracked Ash a few times, I've got to say. It just needed a little bit of explaining from my friend Ash here, but you've done well.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24-7 on the CFM app.
Hit us with the big cash amount.
$710 million. Oh, this would make my life. Oh,
no joke.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't turn it down.
Wouldn't. No. Absolutely not.
Lady in the States.
Yeah, woman in the States. Mm. Just got her pretty little hands on $710 million with a Powerball ticket. And she's actually just submitted a court order allowing her to stay anonymous, saying that she made a huge mistake in signing the ticket without consulting a lawyer first.
Mm, one Powerball and I'm out of here. Do you remember those
au
ads?
Au revoir.
One Powerball. Do you remember those ads? One Powerball.
No.
And I'm out of here.
No, I don't.
And the ads was people just quitting their jobs and saying, you know, getting stuff to the boss. One Powerball.
See you, mate.
And I'm out of here. I'll walk into Yammo's office right now and I'll say, mate, put the radio
show where you...
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd continue to do the things that I love, but I would cut back on a whole bunch of other things. I mean, totally. You don't know what I get up to outside of the radio show hours for a bit of extra cash, you know? I might, you know, stop doing those. Let's go to
Martin.
No, I'm definitely not a busker. Let's go to Martin in Wyoming. Martin, good morning.
G'day, how you going?
We're good, man. Just chatting about being anonymous, or would you tell everybody about your lotto win? What's your take on this?
I'd be on your side. You'd have to tell people. You couldn't not.
You couldn't keep it a secret. You honestly couldn't, Ash.
Nah,
no way.
No. You just don't get your head around $710 million, I think.
I know you'd be excited. You'd be so excited and you'd want to tell everybody, but think of the consequences. How would you know who's your friend and who isn't, really?
Well, the ones that were there to start with, you'd know. But honestly, it probably sounds horrible to have, you know, different charities and stuff, but there's many more billionaires out there than that, so well, can't everyone throw in $100 million each and they'd all be right?
Exactly. Donate some cash to us. You guys don't need all those billions of dollars. I mean, the people are going to know as well, Ash, when you're driving around in a brand new car, you've paid off your house, you know, there's things that are going to show that you've won a big amount of cash, aren't they? I mean, it's pretty hard to hide. I love how you've played this out in your head, like as if it's a possibility. You know, how would you remain low-key, Moneybags? How would you remain low-key?
I mean, it's not really going to be that much of a drastic change to the life I lead, right?
Yeah, you're on the big bucks doing this radio show. We're flying, mate. We're flying.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now. And catch up with the guys 24-7 on the CFM app.
Let's have a chat about what went down yesterday.
Oh,
Gosford train station. Didn't we have a laugh, eh? Wasn't it a good time?
I think at my expense we had a bit of a laugh, didn't we?
You haven't caught public transport in 3 years. And I'm with you, mate. I rarely catch public transport. I drive everywhere. I'm a driver. I like to drive.
Yeah.
I enjoy getting in my Taylor Swift car and just hitting the road. You know? With the wind in my hair, I just like to cruise around. But you needed to catch the train to get to Sydney because you're going to R&B Vine Days in Melbourne this weekend.
Yes.
And you were genuinely nervous and anxious about it.
I was. I just get a little bit stressed that I'm going to miss the train or I'm going to get on the wrong platform and head in the wrong direction. Look, I don't know, but for some reason, just catching trams, trains, buses, whatever, really makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So. And it's the silliest thing because, you know, I have lived in a city for quite some time and also have travelled overseas numerous times where you have to catch a lot of public transport. So I've done it. I'm quite capable.
Before we find out how you went with it and your final take on getting the train, which I've got to say, I mean, people do it every day for work, so it's not that big of a deal. But when you haven't done something for a long time, I can see why you'd be a bit nervous. But
yeah.
I came down with you yesterday. I thought I'll help you with your bags because you had a few bags to take back. And I thought I'd walk you into the train station and help you out, get on this train for the very first time. Take a listen. You have asked me to walk you to the platform.
Because I'm scared. I'm scared. I don't know how to buzz my buzzer or anything. Oh, Jesus.
Welcome to train life.
All right.
This is what commuters do every day that listen to our show.
Yeah, but I used to, but I haven't done it in 3 years, so now I'm a bit nervy. What platform do I get on here?
I think it's just a lucky dip. I think you just pick one and hope for the best.
No, do I get on platform one?
I'll ask someone. Hi, guys. Which platform does...
One.
Platform one? Great. Thank you. Platform one. Got it.
Okay, I'm going to take a
peek. Ash Pollard's here going to Sydney.
Stop.
Everybody.
Gaundy. Shut up.
From my kitchen.
Shut up.
From I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. This is... Everybody. She's going Gaundy. To Sydney.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
You're an idiot.
Good luck, mate.
She's staring at me.
My kitchen rules, and I'm a CFM radio breakfast show. You're on your own now, mate. All the best. I'll run along the train. And away you went. And I did run along the train.
You definitely did.
Yes.
And look, if it wasn't for you, I probably would have been a little bit hot and bothered about my experience. But to be quite honest, it was a lovely train ride to Sydney.
Yeah, you enjoyed
it. Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
It is nice.
It's lovely along the Hawkesbury River there. Got off, changed at Central, arrived at the airport, and would you believe it?
What's that?
I nearly missed my flight.
Oh.
Yep. Nearly missed it. I was called to the gate.
Yep.
Because I was having too much fun in the lounge.
And how did you find it on the train after I told everyone that Ash from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and My Kitchen Rules was getting on the same train as them?
Everyone was staring and it was awkward. I just put my hat on and my sunnies.
I did love it, Ash, when I texted you to say, how did your train ride go?
Yeah.
And you shot back to me, oh, easy, I'm already in the lounge, Darl. I'm already in the Virgin Lounge. Just the light at the end of the tunnel, was it? The light at the end of the train tunnel. It was those little croissants.
Wasn't it? All I was thinking was just get me some jampers.
Please.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now. And catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
We want to talk about this Barnaby Joyce thing and the big news story. It's on the front page of the paper. Everyone is talking about Barnaby Joyce. His 24-year marriage is, well...
It's done. It's done and dusted.
Where do you start with Barnaby?
Well, there are rumours going around that he has knocked up his former staffer. So she's well and truly pregnant.
Yeah. Didn't you say this morning they're going to live together or something, right?
Look, I've been reading all morning and it says they are living together. But this is all speculation, so you never really know.
Okay.
But this girl, alleged, she is 33 years old.
So his junior. That's his junior, yep.
Yeah, his junior. And, apparently they are having a baby together. And, I mean, look, I don't get it. Like, why are people cheating on people? If you're going to do it and you're not happy in a relationship, just stop the relationship before you become unfaithful.
Well, look, we wanted to get a psychologist on, and we've been chatting to one this morning from the Resilience Clinic in Gosford, who was going to jump on the show with us this morning, Ash, and tell us why people cheat. Get inside the minds of people that cheat, you know, because there's a lot of sides to it. There's Barnaby's side, there's the worker's side, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of insight that we need. I've got some audio just quickly of Barnaby talking about, this is a quote that's being thrown around today. Barnaby Joyce, Deputy Prime Minister of the country, saying that his 24-year marriage is one of his greatest failures. Have a listen.
Not for 1 minute saying that that is an admirable trait. Obviously it's incredibly painful for everybody involved. I can say quite openly it's probably one of the greatest failures of my life. I'm not proud of it, but that is, you know, in essence, the humanity of who we are, okay? And after that, it is a private issue, and I'm going to not go into the public arena and discuss my private life.
All right, so that's him saying he doesn't want to discuss his private life in the public arena, but The thing is, Ash, isn't it funny that when the marriage vote was going around and they were talking about marriage equality,
yes,
he was a very loud campaigner for the sanctity of marriage, all while, I mean, allegedly, if we're going to roll with that today, he's doing this with his marriage.
I don't get it. And I just think, I don't think he's saying that his marriage to his ex-wife was a mistake. I think what he's saying is what he's done was a mistake. Well, how he went about it was a mistake.
Right.
And rightfully so. And he's also going on about how he's shocked the public are interested in his personal life.
Mm.
I mean, you know, mate, he left his marriage of 24 years last December whilst having an affair with a younger staffer, and he's a politician, and he's worried about his personal life becoming public. Let me tell you something. Winston Churchill once said, a politician complaining about media attention is like a sailor complaining about rough seas. I mean, pull your head in, Joyce. What do you expect?
He's the deputy prime minister of the country. You know, this, you can't just fly under the radar with this stuff.
Why do we want someone to run our country,
yeah,
who's a feral,
yeah,
who's going out and being unfaithful? I don't want some fibbing fox.
No, definitely not.
Get away. Gross. I'm done with it. I hate cheaters.
Do you know who will be laughing in this matter, though?
Who?
Johnny Depp re-pistol and boo. Remember... Remember,
God,
they went back and forth over these dogs? You remember Pistol and Boo, Barnaby,
God, yes,
getting all on his high horse while, you know, this goes down?
No, I actually was behind Barnaby on that one because rules are rules. Rules are rules.
Mate, you leave Pistol and Boo alone, all right? Just leave those dogs out of this.
No, we don't want some filthy little rat dogs in our country bringing unknown diseases from somewhere else.
Oh, sorry. When you said rat dogs, I thought you were still talking about politicians. But you were talking about Pistol and Boo. Point taken, mate. Point taken.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
Now, oh man, 50 Shades Freed. There is ladies that go mad for this movie. We had a preview screening last night.
All this music.
I don't know. YouTube sexy music. This is what I got.
Oh, horrific. This does not do it justice at all.
It says love making music.
Nah.
No?
Nah, turn it off.
That's not getting, you in the mood?
No. That's horrendous.
What about this? Any better?
No, you need some, like, something else.
Forget I even tried. Anyway, yep. Last night, Event Cinemas at Tuggerah, we had our preview screening, and I saw a picture posted from the movie last night, and I would say 99% of ladies went to see the movie last night, and in the pic, like a Where's Wally-style character was one bloke.
Yeah.
And his name's Jordan Crotty. He actually works for the radio station. He's out doing some street stuff at the moment with the Hit Squad, and I've got him on the line here this morning. Jordan! Off the back of the movie.
Hey, guys,
night.
How are you going?
Oh, we're good, man.
Great.
We're so good.
How was your night last night?
Look, I had a great night at the preview screening. It was a very, very fun night, I reckon.
I want to talk to you, mate, because you were the only bloke there from what I could see. And when you were in a cinema full of ladies watching 50 Shades Grey...
I was.
How did you end up there? Were you dragged along? Are you a big fan of the movies? How did you end up there last night?
I have seen the first and second movie, so I had to go along and finish it off and see the third one and find out how the story ends. And yes, I did take the girlfriend along as well.
Okay, so you're doing it for the brownie points, taking her last night to the
yes,
movie.
Yes, yes.
All right, I can see
certainly
that.
Certainly was.
I can see that. Now, Ash, you haven't seen the movie yet, and neither have I. Would you like to hear a bloke tell us about 50 Shades Freed last night?
I've read the books, I just haven't seen this final movie, but I would absolutely love to hear it.
Jordan, just give us a 20 to 30 second spiel about the storyline of this particular movie.
Oh, so there's a lot of raunchy scenes which are to be expected.
Yes.
But sadly, the storyline isn't very strong in this one, I feel. We already know that he's got his kinks and stuff like that, and we already know that he's a bad boy, etc. But, like, so the last movie kind of only really plays on the storyline, and the storyline's very weak, I found. I only gave it about a 5 out of 10, maybe a 6.
Whoa.
Maybe a 6.
I do love hearing you call Christian Grey a bad boy. We know he's a... bad boy in the movie.
There's a lot of kink in the movie.
6 out of 10.
Very raunchy.
6 out of 10 is not a very solid number.
That's not. Yeah, it's not very generous, is it? But I just feel like the storyline with that that particular series anyway isn't overly fantastic. I mean, the book, anybody could read the book. It's very, very easy to read. Completely unrealistic, but you fall for it anyway.
Correct. It was very fun, but it was very, like, it was shot extremely well. There was some cool car scenes, but, yeah, I just felt like the storyline was extremely lacking.
Jordan, can I ask you, mate, because I haven't gone and watched 50 Shades with my fiancé, but after the movie finishes and you get in the car and you're driving home and you've just watched 50 Shades, is there any talk about the movie and, you know, potentially your real-life situation and how that converts?
Ooh, it could either be awkward silence or you could talk about it.
Yeah, well, what happened with you and your girlfriend is what we want to know, babe.
He just said he spoke about it, so what did you... How'd you bring it up? Yeah. What'd you say? You want to introduce
you just see what they're into, etc., whether it's realistic or...
You try and find out... try before you buy, sort of sitchy.
That's it. You find out what your partner's into and...
How long have you guys been together, mate?
We've been together for coming up to 6 years now.
Shouldn't you know that by now? It shouldn't take a Christian Grey movie.
This conversation came out well before the first movie even came out, mate.
Right. And you're still pushing for it after all these movies. All right, well, let's get her on the show.
Is it me pushing for it or her? Who knows?
This is the stuff that you get when you go see this movie. Jordan, we've actually got your girlfriend on the line right now, and you're going to ask her on the air, live to air. Here she comes. We wouldn't do that to you, mate. 6 out of 10 from Jordan. Are you happy with that, Ash? Would you take that?
I wasn't expecting a 10 out of 10, let's be honest.
6, a good result.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
Wrapping up the show right here, right now, Ash. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if news.com get their hands on the mundane comments this morning from you.
Oh, come on.
No, he's left the jungle and you've called him weak. I would not be surprised, I'm telling
but
you.
Sometimes the truth hurts, mate. The truth hurts, it needs to be said, and it needs to be heard.
And look, you've
and
been there.
And that's coming from the mouth of babes.
What?
I don't really know.
You just call yourself babes?
Yeah. From the mouth of babe.
I can't wait to see that at news.com. Ash Pollard says, truth hurts, and it comes from the mouth of babes. In print, that'd just look great.
I'm allowed to say it because I've been there and I've done that. And I stuck it out the trooper that I am.
The interesting thing is that you've done the exact same challenge that they're saying he's walked out on the back of, that Viper Room challenge.
Yeah. And you lie in a pit underneath the ground filled with water. It's like a coffin underneath the ground with 100 snakes crawling all over you for about 20 minutes.
How did you find it? I mean, I know I've seen it on Facebook and the TV.
What do you reckon? You reckon it's enjoyable?
Sounds right.
Mate.
Of course it sounds messed up.
Oh, terrific.
But did you, because I remember prior to you going...
I was tortured.
I remember you prior going into that and you, like, you were crying and you had tears and the psychologist came out and they said to you, you can do this and all that kind of stuff. Off the back of it, were you tempted to go, nah, this is too much, I'm out?
In it, I was like, oh my God, I want to just call it. I want to just say I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. But the thing that kept me going was that I knew how starving we all were and I did it for my campmates. That's all. You just do it for your campmates because you know that everyone needs food. And once everybody's eaten, it's much more harmonious in camp. So it is semi-selfish in that you want the camp to, live together well.
Yeah.
If they're fed, because if you don't do it, people are just off their heads starving.
But, I mean, that's a great angle to take, doing it for your mates. I think
you
people can relate to that, doing stuff for their mates.
Because you can see there's people in there that suffer a lot more than others.
Yeah.
But you know what annoys me? I would understand if Anthony was suffering, but he talked such a big game. All he does is talk such a big game and does that hoo-ha, like click-clackety-click thing that he does before every challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, mate, actually, you got no backbone at all.
If you're going to talk to the talk, you better walk the walk, Mundine.
Walk
the walk with the snakes, Mundine, in the Viper Room, my friend. Interesting. I really think they might jump onto that today. We'll look out for that. Ash, great show today, mate. We'll catch up tomorrow, yeah?
See you, bud. See you, Sunny Coast.
Don't talk to me after nine. No, we get paid to do it between these hours. Okay. So
done deal.
All right. That was easy. See you tomorrow.
Let's go.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard now. And catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.